Project Northwoods. Prologue. Happy 1965. The January air whistled past his limp body. The clear blue sky conspired with the freezing wind ripping into his face to blind him as he barrel-rolled above the mid-morning streets of New York City. The blow had rendered his mind numb, barely cognizant of the cars and fleeing pedestrians below, the towering well of smoke and flame he was ejected from, or the seeming safety he was approaching. Happy 1965. There it was again. Words pulling at him, trying to yank him from his airborne stupor. Printed words, solid and real. Black, hard lettering on a bright, white banner. A call to focus, to force himself to rally against the dizzying attack that had sent him skyward. His body slammed into the wafting streamer, snapping it free of its restraints and instantly wrapping around him. The man's mind reeled at the sensation of cloth smothering his numbed skin. Even as he fought to pull himself back to reality, he landed with a crunch. Momentum bounced him off the concrete once, twice, before he rolled along the ground to a stop. He heard himself breathe, the raspy noise magnified by the banner wrapped around his head. "Get up," he demanded, his identity returning after the crash landing. "You will not be swatted like a fly," his brain hissed. Body protesting, he fought to push himself onto his stomach before slamming his armored fist into the pavement to push himself up. The mountain of a man pushed himself to one knee, the banner falling to the road as sections tore from the movement of his body. With only a hint of pain, he pushed himself to his towering 6'4" height. The sunlight glinted off his silver helmet, identity firmly sealed away behind it. A battle-scarred, pale chest plate shimmered above the bare midsection and arms. A shredded blue cape wafted gently in the morning air, terminating where his silver greaves began. The man wobbled as he became aware of the blood thundering in his ears, a side effect of his unplanned flight. A few terrified civilian neutrals ran by him, their morning clothes providing no protection from the frosty air as they slipped on the icy streets. A child stopped to stare at him in wonder, eyes flitting over his imposing frame before the ground shuddered. Shrieks of panic erupted from the fleeing crowd before an adult scooped the little one into their arms and disappeared. "Arbiter!" he dimly heard a civilian cry out. He turned as a police cruiser rocketed toward him, hit the ground, then went into a spin. The man, the hero, known only as Arbiter, Lord of Justice, sprinted toward the vehicle. He leapt, arms outstretched, and barely skimmed over the top of the hurtling car. His fingers ripped into the metal frame as his momentum carried his body into a somersault, bringing the cruiser over and above him before slamming it into the ground. The sound of metal crunching had barely faded when another car hit the ground and rolled into a heavy-set civilian before continuing to a stop a dozen yards farther. Arbiter walked around the vehicle he had smashed into the earth and faced the source of the chaos. Sirens flashed as police ineffectively fired their guns into the pluming dust. Several were backing up as they discharged their weapons. Occasionally, someone would dart through the haze, much higher than a human could jump. Others ran in at ground level, heedless of their safety. These figures were ejected erratically, hitting buildings and the pavement, some stirring afterwards while others lay motionless and broken. With a flash of movement, a giant, gun-gray metal leg, akin to a human's but distinctly alien, pushed forth from the miasma and crashed down on a cruiser. Arms, equally massive, shot out and gripped the buildings on either side of the avenue. The fingers flexed and dug into the mortar, sending bricks tumbling below. In a swift movement, the faces of the buildings were pulled down, crushing the line of police cruisers. The leg bent low, then propelled the hidden mass upward. Like debris, human figures were expelled from the dust and cast off in all directions. The thing landed with a terrible crash, splitting the pavement beneath it as tremors rippled through the street. The mechanical creature hunched for a moment before straightening to its full, four-story height. A metal battlesuit, larger than anything Arbiter had ever seen before, glinted despite the thick layer of dust and the few humans who had managed to hold on during the jump and landing. Vaguely anthropomorphic in outline, the machine's back bristled with cannons and antennae, while the head whirred and twisted as cameras fed visual data to the thing's commander. It hunched forward and roared, a cross between metal twisting and a man shrieking. Flames and smoke erupted from the cannons on its back, volleying shells high into the air. The echoes reverberated into the distance, leaving a ghastly quiet in their wake. Arbiter's arm instinctively shot up to cover his face as the explosives plummeted to the earth behind the beast, raising buildings and shattering the street. The entire battle had lasted for hours, increasing numbers of heroes throwing themselves into the fray as more of New York City was leveled in the thing's wake. "What does this villain want?" The walking tank had appeared out of nowhere in the dawn sun, mere minutes after a thunderous crash had brought down the Statue of Liberty. As onlookers were drawn to the plume of smoke offshore, a metal hand erupted from the water. Within seconds, it pulled itself up as screams were drowned out by a twisting roar. Minutes later, it began a slow march, firing rockets and flattening buildings. Hundreds of bestowed, granted abilities beyond other men and women, had been slain in its journey inland. Countless neutrals, civilian, military, and police alike, had been slaughtered. Tanks were cast aside, the newest fighter jets blown to cinders by the shoulder-mounted flak cannons. As the shockwave of the mortar strikes dissipated, Arbiter cautiously lowered the arm shielding him from debris. His pulse quickened in panic as he scanned the clouds of powdered concrete. Up the street, disastrously close to the machine, a teenage girl had run out to the side of a fallen, what looked like a costumed heroine. The girl's cries, unheeded by the corpse, did not go unnoticed by Arbiter and, to his horror, the behemoth. Somehow the whirring head had discovered her, and with a casual motion, the arm extended towards her, its hand bent down, and several long shafts of metal extended from where the wrist met its arm. The girl looked up and stared. "Move, child!" Arbiter roared, voice hoarse from war cries and shouts to his fellow heroes. She didn't react, and before Arbiter could move, he saw the first flash from the machine guns. Beyond his ability to realize it, a green burst had erupted from behind the slowly settling cloud of detritus. Even as Arbiter reached to grab the upended police cruiser behind him, the emerald blur reached the girl and, without stopping, picked her up. As the tracer rounds tore up the pavement and the corpse, Arbiter flung the car towards the machine guns, a valiant effort that, made on its own, would have been wasted. Not to be denied his kill, the director of the machine responded quickly, tracking the rescuer and the girl with terrifying accuracy. The blur was almost to Arbiter when the rounds met with the airborne vehicle, tearing through it and igniting the contents of the gas tank. Thick black smoke obscured the air as the wreck fell to the ground. Now the speedster had slammed into Arbiter, lifting him off his feet moments before the bullets hit their mark. Arbiter had only just caught his breath when he realized he had been dragged into an alley by the unknown rescuer. "Hey Arbiter, if you're gonna try to be the hero, you gotta be quicker than that!" The rapid voice of the Emerald Dash lilted. Arbiter shoved himself away from the villain and thrust a finger into the green fabric covering Dash's chest. "Do not touch me, scum!" He fought off an urge to wipe his hands off on his cape to convey his disgust. The petty thief seemed completely unfazed, running his free hand through his shaggy blonde hair.
"Whoa, buddy, ain't no scum when you're too busy throwing cop cars to save a little girl!"
He smirked as he let the girl down off of his shoulder. In a flourish of movement, he adjusted his eye mask.
"Mom!"
The red-headed girl leapt for the alley entrance in the moment he had been distracted by his own preening.
"Whoa there, girlie!"
The Emerald Dash cried out as he sprinted after her and snagged her wrist in one blurry movement. He cleared his throat.
I'm sorry, but she ain't coming back."
His voice had been rendered raspy by the effort it took to speak at half speed.
But why?"
Tears streamed down her freckled cheeks.
"She didn't hurt anyone!"
Dash looked like he was about to say something, but stumbled over the words. In the distance, two explosions dully thundered, followed by several pops. Sirens started wailing, no doubt from both fire engines and reinforcements to the decimated police battalions alternating between ferrying other neutrals to safety and trying to stop the attack on New York. Arbiter realized, suddenly, that Dash was looking at him for assistance.
"If your mother was a hero, young lady, she shall be remembered for her valiant sacrifice,"
Arbiter said coldly as he moved back toward the street. Emerald Dash looked appalled as he threw his hands up in disbelief.
"What is your problem?"
he sniped as the girl heaved into hysterics.
What?
The girl cried.
She wasn't a hero.
At this, Arbiter looked at her, studying her features. With a sneer, he recognized some family resemblance.
"Delia the thief, I presume,"
he coldly asked. The girl nodded, choking back tears. After a pause, he grunted.
"You'd do well to stay away from her example."
He turned again, sparing himself the sight of the girl, shocked, falling to her knees in grief. In a moment, the Emerald Dash caught Arbiter and slammed him into the wall. Larger than the lithe villain, Arbiter snarled at the audacity.
"Caesar's ghost man, the girl!"
The smaller man took a calming breath.
"The girl just saw her mother murdered."
"Let me go,"
the hero growled. Dash hissed and flinched. Undeterred, he put his elbow on Arbiter's throat. "You're a damn hero and you treat a girl like that?" As a thick red blotch spread on Dash's own neck, he released the larger man. "That thing out there is killing everybody, R-Spider," he shouted as he pointed to the street. A police cruiser sped past the alley entrance.
"Are you upset that your importance has dropped?"
Arbiter shoved him back.
"Worry not. You'll be back at the top of the garbage heap soon enough."
With a flourish of the remnants of his cape, he left the alley. Vaguely, he could make out the girl's cries.
Kill it, Arbiter!
He emerged onto the street and walked toward the metal beast as it grabbed a bestowed from the sky and squeezed. With a flick of its wrist, it sent the body careening into a group of police officers. Just up the road from Arbiter, a heroine clad in gray tactical armor, one shot, struggled to her feet. He ran forward and hefted her upright.
"Thanks,"
she said, ripping what remained of her ski mask off and releasing her short-cropped red hair. Her outfit, a simple modification of military body armor, had sustained numerous burns and cuts. A slash on her leg was streaming blood, and road rash had shredded her normally beautiful face.
"Nothing we're doing is even slowing it down."
Debris, embedded in her ashen flesh, glittered in the sunlight. She gestured to a medical kit on her belt.
"Could you help?"
Arbiter nodded and tended to her numerous wounds,
the armor. It deflects everything, kinetic or otherwise.
With a savage cry, a distant bestowed leapt from a nearby building and started gliding around the walking tank. Amber energy charged along his hands before spraying at the beast's head. Gracefully, the machine swatted him higher into the air, hunched over, and fired one of its flak towers. The hero dissolved into red mist in an instant, the thunderous report of the cannon echoing as, in another motion, a fist slammed into the earth, smashing a cluster of bestowed. "Can you reach the pilot?" One Shot winced as Arbiter yanked a shard of glass out of her hand. He shook his head as he wrapped her hands in gauze.
"As long as it's in that thing, no matter how hard it hits."
His voice trailed off with his thoughts. What could it want? The moment Arbiter finished, she adjusted the sniper rifle on her back, grunting at the pain. "Do you think that maybe all it wants to do is kill every last human being on the planet?" Emerald Dash had appeared next to her. She looked at him, gave the slightest hint of a smile, then returned to looking at the hulking monstrosity. Arbiter felt bile rise in his throat at the sight of the traditional enemy speaking. She had been the perfect hero to dispose of him. As a military tracker during the war, it wouldn't matter how fast her quarry was. He'd tire sooner or later.
"Doubtful,"
Arbiter muttered as he squinted back at the machine, which had hunched over.
"It could have been more thorough than this. Caused greater damage faster. It is sowing chaos. Fear."
And with an ear-splitting, static discharge, a pulse of energy was released from the metal monster. It bowled neutrals over and upended a few bestowed, though Arbiter, One Shot, and the Emerald Dash stood their ground. The air seemed to grow heavy for a moment, then a sound rumbled forth. A melody. No. An anthem.
Impossible.
One Shot shook her head in disbelief. No damn way is that... Arbiter took a step forward.
Deutschland über alles.
His fists clenched in fury. He screamed out,
Desecrator! Do not sully my name.
The sudden, thunderous roar shook the street. The machine groaned under the reverberations as the one the Allies knew as Desecrator continued.
Der Ritter is not some base monster. I am one of the few true Germans driven to restore honor to his Führer.
The Führer is dead, whatever you wish to be called.
Arbiter stepped forward, pointing.
Germany is at peace with the United States and has come to understand...
Traitors!
The behemoth rocked, stirred by the resentment in the voice of its master. With a metallic squeal, the battle suit rose to its full height.
There can be no understanding between the pure and the vile. Only those who ally with the Teutons could ever hope to stay our hand.
What's your endgame here, Arbiter? Piss him off even more so he nukes the whole city?
One Shot shook her head and stepped beside Arbiter. Give yourself up. You're one against thousands of American bestowed, villain and hero alike, she shouted. Had she turned to see it, she would have caught Emerald Dash's lopsided grin.
I have killed hundreds already.
Something whirred and clicked audibly on the massive metal construct.
Your greatest hero hides behind a criminal before my eyes.
Arbiter strode closer toward the walking tank, fists clenched terribly tight.
Your Führer's twisted vision ends here.
Ends, dear Arbiter? I think not.
The arms of the beast rose in a V moments before the cannons twisted and locked more rounds into their chambers.
Here it shall begin.
With a dozen whumps of compressed air and the crack of shells leaving their casings, rockets and bombs shot skyward, then spiraled downward, straight toward where they stood.
Heil Hitler!
The Nazis' laughter reverberated, filling them, trembling inside their chests.
What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
One Shot stared up as the missiles grew closer. He's going to do this until there's no resistance. Arbiter ran toward Desecrator, then leapt. In a moment, he grabbed one, two of the rockets and flung them at the machine. He managed a third and threw it as he was slammed in the back by Emerald Dash carrying One Shot. The other rockets collided with the pavement, fiery blasts ripping up the street behind them. The concussion wave crashed over them, burning at their clothes and skin. Then, they were on the ground, rolling. He heard something snap, and Dash let out a whimper. One Shot was the first to move, rolling Arbiter off of Emerald Dash.
Dash? Dash! Get up!
I don't think that's happening, Shoddy. Don't call me that.
Get up!
She looked down at his leg and grimaced at the bone sticking roughly out of the elastic suit.
Call me crazy.
He looked at her, wild-eyed with pain.
But I'm fairly sure that's supposed to stay in me.
Arbiter walked toward Desecrator's suit. It had been partially knocked down, three sparking, blackened holes in its chest. The damage seemed superficial, but the pilot had to know now that he could be harmed, however slight it may be.
The Nazi knew his armor-penetrating missiles could be used against him, but would he dare use them again?
Desecrator!
Arbiter shouted, his voice clear despite the pain.
You are no match for Arbiter, Lord of Justice!
He neared the armor, fingers twitching in anticipation of tearing the last of Hitler's famed Eagle's Talon out of the monstrosity. The Eagle's Talon, bestowed Nazis so dedicated to eradicating all humanity deemed unworthy, un-Teutonic, that they managed to preserve the war for months, decimating soldiers, turning Berlin into an impenetrable gauntlet to fire and steel, remaining steadfast to their cause in the face of nuclear fire. A whir of motion caught Arbiter off guard in his anticipation as a rock was hurled at the hero, smashing him to the ground. The arm which had thrown the boulder planted itself down and supported the battle mech as it rose. The static burst penetrated the air, but murkier than before.
I am not Desecrator!
A metal foot rose into the air. Arbiter looked up, as the heel seemed preserved forever above him.
You will fear Desecrator!
The foot slammed down, covering Arbiter in its shadow for a moment. In the instant before what should have been agony, a blinding light washed over him. Shimmering into reality beside him, a dark gray costume flickered into existence. Red and blue gloves were held aloft, projecting a shield of translucent white light which sparked underneath the giant heel. The masked face turned to Arbiter, and over a speaker, a familiar, high and raspy voice called out,
"Are you okay, boy?"
He nodded in response. The masked figure knelt low, the light shield flexing downward with his movements.
"There's nothing to fear,"
he shouted, the speaker in his suit crackling at the increased volume. With a mighty heave, he stood upward, casting off the foot and sending Desecrator to the ground.
"But fear itself!"
As the armor slammed itself upright, a manic Desecrator bellowed,
"The great murderer returns! You dare show yourself to me after what you've done?"
As though at the will of its owner, the mask of photons split vertically and pulled back with a snap to reveal the face of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, war-weary and aged beyond his bestowed time. I never wished to kill him. He was to be tried for crimes.
What crimes?
The mech hunched low in an effort to intimidate the superhero.
For trying to perfect humanity? I see no crime.
Photon remained unfazed. That is just one aspect where we differ.
It is so good of you to come to me, FDR.
Desecrator rose the machine to its full height, pointing an arm at him.
It saves me the trouble of digging you out of whatever hole you had crawled into.
Photon.
Arbiter got to his feet and moved closer to his fellow hero.
You can't possibly. You're too old for this fight.
Arbiter, he began calmly as the metal mask reconnected over his face.
I'm finishing what I started 20 years ago.
Photon's hand flexed and, in a burst of light, a beam of energy solidified in his grip. The beast's machine guns opened fire and the hero's free hand shot out, forming another barrier of light energy. The bullets splattered off of it, the rounds falling shriveled and useless to the shattered pavement. A crack, and a shard of the shield fell to the ground with the tinkling of glass before fading from existence.
You can't take him on alone. Let me help you,
Arbiter roared.
No, you can't until he's out of that shell.
Another shard exploded off the shield.
You need backup.
The former president gave an airy laugh.
I have it.
Rocket's laughter erupted over the suit's radio.
Tin hats on, lads.
A British-tinged voice slurred.
Let's show Jerry and G.I. Joe a thing or two about flight school.
Laughter crackled again from the speaker.
You enlisted Spitfire,
Arbiter said, bordering on rage.
He helped Britain outlast the Blitz.
Photon shot Arbiter a glance.
He can help us outlast ours.
He buckled as the hail of gunfire continued on the shield. Arbiter grunted,
Villains can't even trust one another.
The sounds of machine gun fire were joined by a propeller as Spitfire strafed Desecrator. The machine squealed with anger and stopped the assault on Photon, breaking away to fire on the plane as it arced back toward him. As tracer rounds fired through the air, Spitfire spiraled through the hail, returning 50 caliber rounds straight into the still sparking hole Arbiter had blasted into the armor. Desecrator raised his arm to swat the plane out of the sky as he had done with so many others earlier as a blanket of bombs exploded on his back. Several of the cannon towers were warped as the payloads expanded, scoring the metal as it went. Another screech as the modern jet fighters arced overhead.
Take that, you damn kraut!
There was a distinct clack of a bottle against metal.
Cheers, Photon! You'll always be my president!
The flak towers on Desecrator's back thundered, blasting one of the jets from the sky.
Do not equate villains with the irredeemable Arbiter.
With that, Photon sprinted toward the pivoting foot of Desecrator. Without stopping, he brought the shimmering blade up and raked it against the thing's ankle joint. The impact was more solid than Photon had expected, the alloy reverberating with pulsing energy, but the crackling blade still ate through it with an eager ferocity. With a pop and hiss of liquefied metal, he was through, and the thing's foot detached from the leg. The bipedal construct stumbled onto its knee as another hail of gunfire raked across its back. As Spitfire led the American jets over him, Desecrator reached upward, its fingers wrapping around a fighter's wing before pitching it to the ground. The explosion licked at the tips of the machine's fingers as the propeller plane doubled back. Inside the cockpit, Jack Cleese, the villain known as Spitfire, wiped the scotch from his chin.
"Right, Jerry, prepare for the Victoria Cross!"
Desecrator spun and hunched over, bringing the flak cannons about. As he unleashed a volley of anti-aircraft fire, Photon leapt onto the thing's back and swept the energy blade through the towers as he charged toward the shoulders. Clouds of shrapnel filled the sky, Spitfire nimbly evading them while one, two, then three of his American escorts were blown asunder. The plane grew closer and then unleashed the machine guns, peppering the head with bullets. The plane pulled up as Photon reached the shoulders. The behemoth rose to its full height, shaking dangerously. Steadying himself on the shifting machine, the hero sprinted the last few feet and leapt, jamming the blade into the beast's shoulder. The thing squealed in what could be construed as agony as Photon worked the blade downward. He looked up, and the other hand was moving toward him now, preparing to dislodge him.
"Photon!"
Arbiter shouted and leapt toward the distracted Desecrator, landing on the walking armor's knee. He glanced upward and saw the shoulder devoid of the hero.
"No!"
Arbiter leapt, rebounding off the beast's chest plate, and landing on the shoulder. The sparking gouge where Photon's blade had been glowed blue hot. With a scream of fury, Arbiter punched at the weakened metal, widening the hole by inches with every blow. Photon heard the scream as he dangled from the back of the monstrosity's hand. The smaller energy blades he clung to were buried deep in the metal, supporting his weight while dragging deep lines along the armor. Desecrator held out his hand and shook, trying to remove the meddlesome hero.
"So now you cling to me like a parasite. How fitting."
Its other hand moved up, shakily at first, then more deliberately. When the hand lay directly beneath him, Photon released his grip, falling to the open palm below as it rocketed upward. Once he touched down, he leapt away, landing on the metal wrist as the hands smashed together. On impact, Photon backflipped, summoning an energy blade in mid-flight and bringing it down as he fell. The blade tore through both hands, and he began to work the sword violently, melting the metal and circuitry together. Gunfire erupted again as Spitfire descended in a full dive. Inside the cockpit, the pilot merrily patted his flight stick.
"Finally getting the taste of Nazi out of your system, eh, girl?"
He took a swig from a new bottle of scotch as he pulled out of the dive. Desecrator, flailing wildly, struck the wing of the plane. The engine sputtered as Cleese tried his best to keep his vehicle under control.
"Stay together! You survived the Blitz!"
Spitfire's plane spiraled away, leaving Photon to return to the task at hand. He removed the blade from the beast and sprinted up the trembling arm towards Arbiter.
"I told you to stay away!"
Arbiter looked up from the greatly enlarged hole in the armor's shoulder, rage ebbing from his face only slightly.
"I thought you were dead."
"It'll take more than..."
With a great screech of metal, Desecrator's hands were free. Photon shoved Arbiter off the machine as a palm whipped towards them. The remaining hero fell to his stomach to dodge the sweeping blow as the hand stopped above him. Desecrator brought its hand slapping down, denting his own armor while crushing Photon's legs. The hero screamed as the fingers worked themselves into the armor, further grinding his bones to dust. Through the haze of suffering, he summoned another blade and jammed it inside the shoulder again. Arbiter returned to his feet as the dust from his impact was just falling. Without thinking, he leapt at the nearest building, rebounding off of it and grabbing onto the machine's arm. He used the surface as a springboard and, again, leapt toward and off the building. Finally, he reached the shoulder, watching as Photon slowly wormed the blade further down the armored surface. The hero looked up.
"Arbiter!"
The machine was as flexible as a human being, and the very arm that Photon was trying to remove swept up, snatching Arbiter in its hand. The Bestowed growled in pain as the grip tightened around him.
"I will do what no others could. I will kill the Americans, Lord of Justice and their mightiest leader."
The armor straightened as its pilot laughed, the thunderous waves of sound washing over the street.
"Hitler shall..."
He stopped, the whirring head transfixed on something. Spitfire, plane engine flaming and smoke pouring out of the cannons, had torn off the cockpit glass and was 1 foot in, 1 foot on the frame. He took a swig of scotch and wiped his chin.
"You were my one true love, girlie."
He tightened his parachute strap.
"Let's show this crowd how the English give head."
Spitfire dove from the plane, the struggling, dying vehicle still aloft and under his control. His bestowed ability, limited in scope as it was to propeller aircraft, spiraled the plane past Desecrator's fist as he tried to deflect the missile with the hand wrapped around Arbiter. Despite the engine's protest, it even soared through the other hand's fingers and slammed, impressively, against the construct's head. With a tremendous explosion, the robotic skull detonated, sending shrapnel and bursts of flame into the air. Arbiter found himself hurled to the ground as the limp body of Photon thumped unceremoniously at the armor's feet. With a whine of twisting metal, the thing stumbled and reeled before tripping up completely and smashing to a stop in a building. It remained still, bricks clattering around and casting pulverized mortar into the air, mixing with the black smoke billowing from what remained of the Goliath's head.
How did that work?
Arbiter coughed as he rose again to his feet shakily. He limped, a sensation altogether new to him, toward the subtly writhing form of Photon. His legs, damaged from polio and only enabled to walk with his suit coaxing the muscles to work, were now irreparably smashed. Blood had worked its way out of the suit through numerous holes, no doubt provided by the shattering blow Desecrator had dealt him. Arbiter knelt by his compatriot's side and placed a hand on his shoulder, rolling him gently to face the sky.
Photon.
His helmet had been partially torn away, exposing his face, ghastly white but determined. Dark red streamed from his mouth, nose, and eyes, grimly adding color to a white canvas.
Arbiter, you have to stop him. But while he's in that suit...
Photon weakly waved his hand.
The suit was only indestructible in theory.
He coughed, a gush of fresh blood escaping his lips.
The armor vibrated, dissipating energy across the hole.
The walking tank stirred, hefting itself up with its one functional arm, the other dangling limply and sparking at the shoulder.
Focusing an attack on one location made the rest of it vulnerable. Like with Spitfire's plane.
Spasms racked his body. Arbiter hefted the former president.
I'll get you out of here. No!
Photon shoved him, but the blow barely registered.
I need to get you to safety. Irritants!
The voice of Desecrator reverberated through the street. Arbiter looked up as a metal foot hovered in the air before plummeting toward him again. A burst of light blinded him. Before his vision cleared, the light shell was already crumbling, glass-like shards breaking free from its surface. When his eyesight returned, the metal foot was melting and warping as it continued to bear down on them.
Get out!
Photon ordered, straining beneath the force of maintaining the shield.
Not without you!
Sparks shot out of the construct ankles as the crumbling energy field buckled. Now, hydraulic fluid spurted free of its hoses, greasing the pavement inside of the machine.
I have nothing to fear, Arbiter. I served my country.
The old man looked up at Arbiter, his eyes flashing.
End this nightmare.
Arbiter's vision filled with light, and a heavy thump in his chest threw him backwards. He lost his grip on Photon as his body was propelled away. He blinked away the light and saw, in what seemed like slow motion, the foot smashing through the shield and slamming into the earth. A mixture of light and dust erupted from the crater, sparks wafting lazily in the air even as debris clattered to the ground. Arbiter hit a jagged chunk of displaced road and he crumpled, sputtering for air as the armor staggered into a slouch. The lopsided machine whirred and sparked before stumbling to its knees.
Your heroes die. They will always die. Your so-called Lord of Justice runs while I crush the man who killed the greatest leader the world has ever known.
Arbiter struggled to his feet, the beast hunched further, the limp arm dragging forward.
I will never stop hunting the filth of the earth.
Desecrator screamed as his machine squealed upright. Arbiter leapt forward and latched onto the broken arm dangling millimeters above the road. Adrenaline and fury fueled him as he yanked and twisted, wrenching the shoulder about. The beast roared as it was forced onto its back. Arbiter pulled ferociously and the metal arm tore from its socket. The machine attempted to right itself and rose to its knees. Releasing the useless appendage, Arbiter braced as Desecrator swung the other arm toward him. It connected, Arbiter catching the fist and digging into the street, slowly and ultimately seizing the blow's momentum. Arbiter released the limb and leapt into the air before smashing downward, crushing the metal between himself and the pavement. Now partially embedded, the hand worked to free itself despite the smoking protests of its servo motors. Arbiter leapt into the air with a blur of motion, flipping and then barreling down, the hero severing the elbow of the monstrosity. Suddenly free of what was pinning him, Desecrator stumbled backward and fell, twisting onto the machine's front. Rising to its knees, it buckled over in a moment as the disembodied metal fist smashed with a horrific clang into its back. The damage was substantial, a sufficient dent just below where the left shoulder had been. It rose again, slower this time. The hulking mass wobbled in place dizzily before something rocketed through its chest right where its heart would have been. The thing went rigid, then fell to the earth, upsetting the dust from Desecrator's earlier assault. A figure rose from the debris, yanking another upright. Arbiter held Desecrator aloft by the neck, the blonde and blue-eyed soldier squinting from the sunlight in pain. Releasing him, Arbiter sent a fist across Desecrator's face. He felt the bone crack from the blow, and Desecrator reeled about and returned with a headbutt, the bestowed gift of strength denting Arbiter's helmet and smashing his nose. Desecrator slammed a fist into Arbiter's gut, punched his jaw, and grabbed his arm. With a twist, Desecrator wheeled Arbiter around, straightening his arm, and then rammed his palm upward against the hero's elbow. With a snap, the bone gave, punctuated by Arbiter growling in pain. Desecrator released Arbiter and smiled.
Super strength, O Lord of Justice! How else do you think I could pilot my battle suits?
He laughed. Arbiter cradled his arm and looked at Desecrator, watching as he circled him. In a flash, the Nazi leapt forward and kicked out Arbiter's knee, and he partially collapsed.
I have claimed the lives of countless champions today, crushed them like vermin. And what do you offer me as a challenge?
He coughed out another laugh before smashing a fist on top of Arbiter's helmet, sending the hero prostrate. He knelt down as Arbiter pushed himself up. Gripping Arbiter's face, Desecrator sneered and pulled him close.
An old man and a hero as easily crushable as a neutral.
His hand snapped to Arbiter's throat and he lifted him into the air, heedless of how his opponent's arm had healed yet still lay limp at his side.
And in your last moments you don't even fight back.
Arbiter smiled. Red splotches burned instantly along Desecrator's throat, immediately turning a deep crimson. Blue eyes wide in shock, Desecrator dropped Arbiter and stumbled backwards, clawing at his throat.
No! Do you know why I'm called the Lord of Justice?
Arbiter held his hand out, palm down, and Desecrator's body seized rigid before convulsing. The hero watched Desecrator's eyes bulge in water, his optical nerves now reprogrammed to process pain more than sight. Dust and debris slowly lifted free of the earth and wafted against the force of gravity. He grunted and gasped in front of Arbiter, swallowing his urge to scream, no doubt suppressing a plea for death.
Or why I take my name from Adjudicator?
Arbiter asked calmly, firmly, knowing his voice cut through the torment ripping through his foe. Desecrator's eyes locked onto the hero as the blood vessels within popped, drowning the blue in deep red wells. Like a predator, Arbiter circled the paralyzed form.
My power, to return the pain inflicted on me 10 times on the owner. Your nerves are burning with the same blows you dealt me, even wrapped in your tin can. You should have run. Pain has a time limit, especially for someone such as myself.
The war criminal's silence remained resolute, infuriating the hero. Arbiter released his hold, allowing the other man to go lax for a moment before leaping at him. With a shattering uppercut, the body went airborne. Spurred by adrenaline and the natural rush of using his power, Arbiter flung a savage series of blows about Desecrator's form, keeping him aloft as each blow hammered him. He arced back, reeling his fist for one final knockout punch. Arbiter growled, focusing his bestowed ability into his tightened hand, preparing to give one final blast of nerve-searing pain to Desecrator.
Judgment!
He roared as his hand surged forward, exploding into the other man's chest. The blonde super soldier was thrown away from Arbiter and into a ruined storefront, scattering debris and throwing up a blinding cloud of dust. Gasping for air, Arbiter became dimly aware of the newfound silence. He took a step toward the prone form of Desecrator and stumbled, failing to catch himself until he fell to his knees. With a great deal of effort, he rose to his feet and limped forward. No amount of healing in the world could stop Arbiter's nerve endings from throbbing after the brutality of the past hours. Each scuff of gravel beneath his feet sounded like a peal of thunder. The few figures appearing from the settling dust were silent, staring without comment as he strode through the street. Their ghostly faces did not approach for fear that this was a mere ruse and the terror would resume in a moment. In the time it took for Arbiter to reach Desecrator, the latter did not move. Arbiter, the remaining strands of his cape fluttering in the wind, prodded the form with his foot. Desecrator slumped to his side, eyes staring and blood dribbling from his mouth. His chest did not move. His thick neck did not pulse with life. One of the greatest fiends of all time, the man who Roosevelt described as irredeemable, was dead. Killed by Arbiter, Lord of Justice. His pulse would have quickened if the adrenaline in his system hadn't stopped flowing. Falling to his knees, Arbiter looked up at the sky, suddenly blinded by its brilliance. He fell backwards, welcomed by the darkness.